Blog for He So Worth It Ministries, June 27th, 2018. A replay. Go ahead. Think about it. Only do it with God. It's 3 a.m. You can't get back to sleep. That issue keeps invading your mind. You've prayed, given it to the Lord, chosen to trust Him, yet your mind is bombarded with the replay of that negative situation or myriad of what-ifs. Am I sinning? Now runs through your mind, adding to your pain. What's a child of the King to do? When you are besieged with a relentless problem, here are several things that will help you. First, understand that God understands. He is well aware of your weaknesses and frailties. He knows what makes you tick. He made you. Psalm 103:14 says, "For He knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust." Next, God wants you to bring those pressing issues to Him. God cares and will not cast you out, no matter how many times you bring a matter to Him. I am convinced that it pleases Him when we take our worries and concerns to Him. See my egg story blog. Lastly, the resurfacing is not necessarily a sin. Your inability to stop thinking about something may be due to a lack of trust in God, but maybe not. If it is, then tell the Father you are sorry for not trusting Him. Ask Him to help you not to worry. That equals repentance. Then accept His forgiveness and refuse to allow guilt to add to your distress. However, the constant resurfacing of an issue could be due to other reasons. For instance, it's part of the human condition. If the situation is unresolved and important, of course it's going to keep coming up. Pressing matters do that. We want and need answers and direction. Don't beat yourself up for that. Self-flagellation never accomplishes anything. God Himself could be bringing up the matter so that you will face and deal with it. Just be sure to include Him as you process it. Perhaps it's God's way to get you to the root cause of a besetting sin. Maybe He's burdening your heart to pray for the other people involved in the situation. Possibly, He's continually bringing it up because you need to do something. Lastly, God may simply be drawing you closer to Him, reminding you of your desperate need of His divine assistance. Taking our problems to God isn't meant to be a one-time event. Here, God, I give it to you. Now wave your magic wand and make it go away. God doesn't work like that, nor does He expect you to come to terms with difficulties immediately. Recall that even Jesus agonized in the garden before His crucifixion. I wish I had understood these things when I was a younger Christian. I would have saved myself from countless hours of pain and discouragement. Now I know better. And so do you. Go to your Father with those nagging problems. Confess as needed. Plead for His peace, love, comfort, and guidance. Whatever you need. He will give it to you as precious daughter if you ask for it sincerely, desiring to obey. Thank Him for His mercy and patience as you work together with Him in this impossible situation. He will not be angry or impatient with you as you go to Him as a needy, helpless child again and again and again, as long as it takes. Come to Me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest, says Jesus, Matthew 11:18. Until next time, my friends, if you are struggling with something, just take it to your heavenly daddy.